In the Oval Office this afternoon, President Trump called for a ban on all flavored vaping products as concerns grow about a rash of deaths and illnesses, mainly in young people who use e-cigarettes.
Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it, like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
This week, officials in Kansas said a sixth person died from a vaping-related lung illness. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris with the latest. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, how significant is this announcement from the White House that they are seeking a ban on these flavored vaping products?
This is a pretty big deal. They still haven't finalized it, but they say that that's what they intend to do. Vaping has become an epidemic among young people, and that has been a huge concern because it contains addictive nicotine, right? And so we're creating a whole new generation of children addicted to nicotine, and they tend to gravitate toward these products that are flavored with bubble gum or pina colada or mint or menthol or whatever, much more so than sort of the garden variety tobacco flavored vaping products. So the FDA, which has authority to regulate these products, has decided, you know what, we're not going to allow them on the market anymore. We are the flavored ones, that is, and we hope that the non-flavored ones will still, you know, be used only by adults.
You know, there are obviously concerns about getting kids addicted to nicotine. We also toured one of the labs where some of the research is going on into the effects of e-cigarettes. And one of the concerns of the scientists there is that there also could be cardiovascular effects in the future that we don't even know about yet because of all the particles that are inside those vaping devices. There's just very little research at this point. Did the health secretary say today how and when this ban on the flavored vaping products would go into effect?
They said they are developing a rule and they expect it to be out in a couple of weeks. So it's a bureaucratic process. But after talking with the president today, they came out with their marching orders.
Last week, we spoke with the chief medical officer from the state of Michigan, which was the first state to ban the flavored e-cigarettes, the sales of them. Did it seem like momentum has been building to take action on this?
Well, clearly within the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, I would say yes, because this is something that they have been worried about. Not so long ago, the former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb was on Morning Edition, and he said, you know, we don't have to let these products on the market. And if we keep seeing an uptick in the number of children who start vaping, we might very well take action. Or the people who came after him in the FDA might very well take action. And in fact, what has happened is a new survey has come out. Preliminary results show that the vaping continues to grow markedly among teenagers and youth. And that is a huge public health issue.
What has the e-cigarette industry said about these moves to restrict their business?
They have been trying to maneuver around these rules to get around them to some extent. Juul, not so long ago, voluntarily agreed to restrict the access to these flavored products. They were hoping, obviously, that that would be enough to satisfy the FDA. Clearly, the answer is no. Just voluntary actions of, you know, making sure people show ID and so on is not going to do it. The FDA says we want to take them all off the market.
Richard, we were talking here about some concerns that involve the bigger picture of nicotine addiction, et cetera, and getting kids hooked on these. What about these recent illnesses and even deaths? What's
right.
going on there?
That is unclear for sure, but it is not apparently due to a minor extent due to these tobacco vaping products. The sense is people really don't have. People are investigating. More than 450 cases are out there. Six people have died, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on. One hypothesis is that it's some of these additives and oils that people add to mix in their own nicotine, or maybe even to mix in with their THC more particularly, because vaping is also a way of getting marijuana active
right.
ingredients. So I think that the spate of illnesses we're seeing is not really directly related to the youth smoking thing, although, of course, you know, health, those kinds of health risks should be concerning to us all.
Richard, one more thing. How do you think that this country, with its history of tobacco and the addiction to tobacco and all the health costs that have come along with that, could have allowed this industry, this e-cigarette industry, to explode like this, especially among young people, without any real oversight from the federal government?
Yeah, I think part of it was maybe a hope that this would be end up being less dangerous than tobacco. And to the extent that people leave, stop smoking tobacco cigarettes and start take up vaping, that may be some an improvement from the standpoint of health. So mm-hmm. I think there was one camp that says better this than cigarettes. But I think the FDA has also just been wading in gently to this issue and trying to figure out how they should regulate and why. Mm-hmm.
That is Richard Harris, NPR science correspondent, on today's news that the Trump administration is seeking a ban on flavored vaping products. Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.